Getting into session, it is 6:08 now, so we're going to call the meeting to order. Chris, would you take the roll?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Here.
Councilmember Christensen?
Here.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Here.
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And Stan Johnson was here, but had to leave for a game, and he did a little invocation before he left, so we're going to call that good. If you will join me for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. First item is the consent agenda. Is there any comments, questions, or motions?
If there's nothing, I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? And that motion carries. And that takes us right into public hearings. Public hearing and consideration to approve annual appropriation ordinance number 2019-31 and resolution number R64-2019. Jared Emphrey, City Treasurer. I don't think anything's changed, but
Mayor, City Council members, this is Jared Emphrey, City Treasurer. As the mayor rightly stated, nothing has changed with the budget since you adopted the tentative budget back in August. So, given that, open for questions or comments from anyone interested.
Okay. Questions for Jared? It's been a pretty good process this year. I think everyone went pretty good and clean and didn't see any issues, so thank you very much for that. You did a good job putting that together.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.
So we will go ahead and open the public hearing for the annual appropriations. I didn't have anyone sign in to testify for the public hearing. Is there anybody who wishes to testify that didn't get a chance to? All right, well, seeing none, I guess the question is rightfully before council.
Yeah, I mean, we already discussed this when we were talking about the budget, so I don't have anything in that regard. Do we want to waive three readings, or are we... Yes, I'm seeing nods. Okay. Then I move we close evidence presentation and proceed to deliberation.
We have a motion to close the evidence presentation and proceed to deliberation. Do we have a second? And a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? And that motion carries.
I next move we waive three readings of Ordinance 2019-31.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to waive the three readings of Ordinance Number 2019-31. Is there any further discussion?
Should we consider waiving something as important as the do we have time not to waive?
We don't really have the time.
Okay.
We have published it three times, right?
That's fine.
We published proposed budget twice, yeah.
Okay.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Now I move we approve Ordinance 2019-31.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve Ordinance Number 2019-31. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. And then we have resolution number 64-2019.
I move we approve resolution R-64-2019.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve resolution number R-64-2019. Is any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Next, we have a public hearing in consideration to approve R-65-2019. This had to do with amending and adopting the Cunero Fire District Capital Improvements Plan. It appears that there is some changes in the amounts on that. Is this something we want to table until the next meeting? Or
Bill Punkany sitting in for Bill Vigre and Finance Director is nodding yes. So, yes.
Okay. So we would appreciate a motion to table R-65-2019 in that public hearing until next meeting.
Can it
17.
Be, is that enough time for to renotice the public hearing? Or does it need to get kicked for two?
If you set it for a date certain, we don't have to republish.
Okay. All right. Then I move we table the public hearing in consideration to approve R-65-2019 until the September 17th meeting.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to table consideration to approve R-65-2019 in the public hearing for the same until the September 17th council meeting. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. That takes us to economic development update. Lisa Holland.
Good evening, Mayor, members of the council. I really will take just as much time as you want from me on this, but I put an update in your packet that just has kind of a review of what we've accomplished over the last year. I like to try and showcase some of the things that we've done and also put transparency about what we're working on in the future. So I put down some, kind of some base goals, and we're going to be working with the Economic Development Committee later this next week to talk through those goals a little more specifically and put some action items to them. But we'd be happy to get any of your feedback on some of those goals, some of the metrics we use, anything like that. One other thing I did want to share with you, I went through my calendar just from May through August to try and add up a summary of the kinds of meetings we were having. Because I'd say this, the last couple months have been the busiest I've had since I started here in July a year ago. But we had, just from May through August, met with 13 different meetings related to developers. We had 7 local meetings with companies that were considering doing some sort of expansion here. We had 8 site visits. We had 4 meetings with brokers. We had 2 ribbon cuttings and 2 meetings with landowners. So I'd just say there's been a lot of activity and a lot of people interested in CUNA, and that's been really positive and optimistic and lots of good things kind of sitting out in the weeds that we're trying to get in the clear. So we're working on it. But any questions for me on goals, anything specific that you want to see us working on this year? Turn it back to you.
So Lisa's been very busy, and she's just kind of been keeping me up to date day to day as she's in and out down the hall meeting with people, and we didn't really have anything particular. We've talked over a few things, and I think just kind of the most important part is that you get an update. Obviously, if there is anything you would like to suggest, you're welcome to do so. If nothing tonight, then something comes up. Certainly get a hold of Lisa and let her know.
I always have to be a little vague on some of the projects in here, but if you ever want to meet one-on-one and talk about specific projects that we're working on, I'd be happy to give you an individual update sometime.
I guess one thing that I would just mention is, you know, maybe in conjunction with serving local business community and regional partners, if there's any way we can tie into that I know you specifically mentioned, you know, weaknesses. And one concern that I always have is once businesses show up here, what's their staying power? Because we've had so many good businesses leave and people are always sad when that happens. But I don't really know, you know, I think that's the eternal struggle is how to, is there a way that we can better support local businesses or anything that we can do as city government to try to, yeah. I think of like Hippie Swirl. I know it reopened under a new name and new ownership and stuff, and that's great. But I think of like just thinking back like Golden Craft and Pie Face and the Willow Tree and just a whole bunch of businesses that were very unique. And so I think even cooler that they existed. But yeah, how do we just continue to support them and make sure that they can continue to flourish while we're also trying to bring in new and other businesses and stuff like that. I hope that makes sense. But
yeah. So talking more about business retention and expansion. And I do have that kind of as one of my overall goals, and I don't know that I've specifically listed it out here in my goals for 2020, but that's definitely something that I'd say is a high priority, is making sure that the existing companies do well here. And that was a big priority of what I tried to focus on last year, is just meeting with a lot of our existing companies.
Yeah.
Doing trainings and doing workshops. And that's part of the reason we've got some of those workshops in here too, is how do we help some of those small businesses with marketing? How do we help them with the steps of how to grow a small business? What are some of those tools we can do?
Yeah.
I think we'll get there, but yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I appreciate all the work you've already done, and I know it's a conversation you and I have had before, and so I know that it's kind of always in your head, but yeah, just as if people have other ideas, I mean, I think we're trying to do what we can, but I'm sure there's always more, so...
I think one of the good parts of that particular subject is, so I went with Lisa one day and we went toured some of the small up and coming businesses, and a couple of them actually said that they would appreciate if we didn't do any marketing for them because they are so busy now they can't handle what they've got. So I think the market is good right now. I think we've got some good strong companies coming in, but Lisa is out there talking to them, and as we hear any issues, we certainly send her out to see what we can do to help support that. So, and obviously, if you hear anything, it would be very important to us to make sure we do that. That is key, is once we get businesses here, we want to keep them. So.
And as you're out there meeting with folks, too, if you hear concerns, you hear something I can jump in and help with, love to be involved and meet those folks.
Lisa, before you leave, something very dear to my heart. What happened to the brewery? We should have the infrastructure here. We don't have a social. We had a winery that on Fridays, it was just standing room only. I would have thought a brewery would have went over great in Kennett to start. So.
Yeah. To give others background, there's a lot of projects we work on, and we can't talk about a lot of them specifically on who it is, but we did have a brewery project that looked at CUNA, and we made the short list, so we were one of three communities that they were looking at in the Valley. They didn't find the inventory that they were looking for here, so they have crossed CUNA off their list for the moment, but they said that they would come back to us if we have other products that open up for them. That's the big challenge we've talked about many times, too, is we just don't have a lot of available buildings, so if we want to attract somebody, they have to bring in their own equipment, they have to build their own building, they have to find the right space for it. We're getting there because we're starting to get more pieces of property zoned commercial so that folks can come in and build their own buildings, and we're trying to do what we can to make it as business friendly as possible to make that investment. But it's definitely on my short list because I think it'd be a great thing for this community, and I think it'd be very popular, so we're going to keep working on it. We didn't get the one that we were looking with, but I think we'll get one at some point.
I think we're about 5 years behind right now, to be honest with you. So. Okay.
Well, Lisa hasn't really done a good job of figuring out how to build historical
buildings. Yeah.
That one specific project wanted a historic building. That was the challenge.
What's that saying? Build it and they will come.
Yeah, exactly.
We might be willing to sell to Grange for the right price.
Yeah.
Nobody would want a brewery in there.
We'll keep after them for sure. Okay.
They were nice folks, and we enjoyed visiting with them. We were kind of hoping they'd come, but we just didn't have the inventory they were looking for. So they still are interested. They they may come visit again. So.
They did say that we were one of the most impressive site visits they had. They really liked the community energy and the enthusiasm, mm-hmm. and I think we couldn't have done a better job with the site visit. We actually got them on the golf carts and toured them around CUNA, so it was pretty fun.
Well, we have you in the hot seat. Do you have any inside info on Riceworks?
We've talked a few times. The last email I had with Foo said that he was thinking about dates now for his grand opening and wanting to plan it. So that's good, and I think he's getting closer.
Okay.
I don't have a set date yet, but I'm going to keep following up with him until we get a date.
2019?
That was his hope. So he's getting there.
Did Bobby make sure you had the air-conditioned golf carts?
Well, we had a nice sunny day, but... We had some water bottles for them, at least.
They drove fast. That's it.
We drove conditioning. Fast. Yep.
Just out of curiosity, forgive my ignorance on it. What's going on over there next to the Deluxe until Snake River Bar and Grill? There's construction underway, but no given signs as to what it is.
So Mark Ridley went forward with building another kind of flex space out there, and he has three tenants. I don't know that I can announce who they are yet, but he does have three new tenants coming in there, so...
So, a good use of space without named businesses.
Right. Okay. Yep. But there will be three.
But spoken for?
They're spoken for that I know of. So, last time I talked to the broker, they should be coming forward hopefully with some requests for building permits and tenant improvements. So, hopefully, once that happens, we can put it up. Excellent. All right.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Ordinances. Third reading and consideration to approve ordinance number 2019-22 and ordinance of the City Council of CUNA, Idaho, amending sections 1, 2, 3, and 4 of Chapter 3 of Title 3, CUNA City Code, making technical changes to purpose license requirements, license applications, and adding terms to definitions to solicitors and peddlers, licensure requirement, and amending Chapter 3 of Title 3 CUNA City Code by the addition of new Section 11, providing for a license exemption, and directing the city clerk and providing an effective date. And I don't know that we've had any, we haven't had anybody come to any meetings, but I haven't had any comment otherwise either.
I remember that Bill said, with regard to some of the changes that it was reflective of, I think, language that he used in other jurisdictions. That gives me some hope that it is probably the right fit. I know the thing we talked about before was just the concern of local organizations and whether we wanted to expand that at all. The fact that nobody has made any comments in the 6 weeks leads me to think that maybe it's not a huge issue. So I think I'd be fine with moving forward with the changes as they've been proposed and advertised. And then, you know, seeing how it works once implemented, if we're seeing problems, we can come back and revisit. But it seems like it makes sense to me. Anybody else? Chris?
The only comment I have is that the community is well-versed in our solicitor's code, up to and including that when the census has begun to start rolling out and people are approaching homes, they're asking for their city license to make sure that they've come through the city. So I think that the community in general supports that we know who's coming to their doors.
Yeah, and I know you were really responsive when we had an issue one day where somebody came to our house trying to sell something, but they wanted to come into our kitchen and, like, make us food in our house as part of it, which I was, like, really sketched out by. And we called Chris, and I think at least one other similar complaint had come in. And so, you know, we ended up revoking the license, I think, because we'd already told them that that's a big no-no. So, I do think people look to us for the extra protection there and kind of things that they should pay attention to. And I know that people are becoming more and more aware of, like, look for the tag and all that kind of stuff. So, all right, then. I move we approve ordinance number 2019-22.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2019-22. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes. And that motion carries.
I move we approve summary publication of ordinance 2019-22.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the summary publication of ordinance number 2019-22. Is all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2019-29, municipal annexation and zoning ordinance of the City Council and the City of Puna, making certain findings and declaration of authority, and annexing certain real property to it, Ada County Assessor's Parcel Number S13034-1900, owned by Jefferson Washburn, situated within the unincorporated area of Ada County, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the City of Puna, into the City of Puna, Idaho, and respectively establishing R8 zoning district classification of said real property, and amending the official zoning map and directing the city engineer and city clerk to provide an effective date.
Right, so these are all, this and all the following ones are just from recent approvals we've done. Yes. So, I move we waive three readings of Ordinance 2019-29.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of Ordinance 2019-29. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
I move we approve Ordinance 2019-29.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Ordinance 2019-29. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Consideration to approve Ordinance number 2019-30. An ordinance annexing certain real property to wit parcel numbers S14182336500. And S14182340000, owned by Go For It LLC, parcel numbers R75342600350 and R75342600218, owned by Select Development LLC, parcel number R75342600155, owned by Jane C. Golden, and parcel number R75342600400, owned by Sandstone Farms LLC, situated in the unincorporated area of City County of Ada County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the City of Puna, into the City of Puna, Idaho, establishing the zoning classifications of said real property, directing that copies of this ordinance be filed as provided by law, and providing an effective date.
Can you repeat that? No, just kidding. I move we waive three readings of Ordinance 2019-30.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to waive the three readings of Ordinance number 2019-30. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance number 2019-30.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2019-30. Chris, would you poll the council?
Council Member Cardoza?
Yes.
Council Member Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Council Member McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2019-32, a municipal rezone ordinance of the City Council and City of Puna, making certain findings and declaration of authority, and rezoning certain real property to wit Ada County Assessor's Parcel Number S13232124100, owned by NSDF LLC, situated within the corporate limits of the City of Puna, Idaho, and respectively establishing C1 zoning district classified of said real property, and amending the official zoning map and directing the city engineer and city clerk and providing an effective effective date.
I move we waive three readings of Ordinance Number 2019-32.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of Ordinance Number 2019-32. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve Ordinance Number 2019-32.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Ordinance Number 2019-32. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Consideration to approve Ordinance Number 2019-33, a municipal rezone ordinance of the City Council and of the City of CUNA, making certain findings and declaration of authority and rezoning certain real property to wit Ada County Assessor's Parcel Number S13013363220, owned by CUNA School District Number 3, situated within the corporate limits of the City of CUNA, Idaho, and respectively establishing public zoning district classification of said real property, and amending the official zoning map, and directing the city engineer and the city clerk, and providing an effective date.
I move we waive three readings of Ordinance Number 2019-33.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of Ordinance Number 2019-33. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve Ordinance Number 2019-33.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Ordinance Number 2019-33. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Consideration to approve Ordinance Number 2019-34, a municipal annexation and zoning ordinance of the City Council and the City of CUNA, making certain findings and declaration of authority and annexing certain real property to wit Ada County Assessor's Parcel Number S13254385000, owned by SSM2 Company, situated within the unincorporated area of Ada County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the City of CUNA, into the City of CUNA, Idaho, and respectively establishing R6 zoning district classification of said real property, and amending the official zoning map, and directing the city engineer and the city clerk, and providing an effective date.
I move we waive three readings of Ordinance Number 2019-34.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of Ordinance 2019-34. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve Ordinance Number 2019-34.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Ordinance 2019-34. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Consideration to approve Ordinance Number 2019-35, a municipal annexation and zoning ordinance of the City Council and the City of CUNA, making certain findings and declaration of authority and annexing certain real property to it, Ada County Assessor Parcel Number R43135300015, owned by Cottonwood Crossing Farm, LLC, situated within the unincorporated areas of Ada County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the City of CUNA, into the City of CUNA, Idaho, and respectively establishing R2 zoning district classified of said real property, and amending the official zoning map, and directing the city engineer and the city clerk, and providing an effective date.
I move we waive three readings of Ordinance Number 2019-35.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of Ordinance 2019-35. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve Ordinance Number 2019-35.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Ordinance 2019-35. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. And that is all we have on the agenda for this evening. Mayor and council announcements. I think that our joint meeting with the school district went rather well tonight. I'm happy to see that we're getting that going again. I think they also are appreciative of that. So. Is there anything any staff wanted to mention? Okay.
Hey, Bobby, can I have a question / request for you? Could you check and see if there's any way, assuming you think this is a good idea, to add to the website something about park amenities that's like more of a searchable thing? So I know right now you can click on each park and it tells you what amenities are there, mm-hmm. but I would love it if you could kind of perform sort of a different search. So like, let's say I'm looking for a basketball hoop okay. or a basketball court. I could click on basketball and it would show me all the parks that have it. Or I'm looking for soccer fields or, you know what I mean? Picnic tables, whatever amenities we want to include in the listing. But so that, does that make sense? So then somebody wouldn't have to click on each park and read through to see, does this have what I want? That would be great if you could see if maybe we can add something like that.
Yeah, for the record, Bobby Withrow, Parks Director. Councilman Brianna Boone Vonderhaar. Yeah, we can do that for sure.
Awesome.
That way it'll be easier to find stuff.
Perfect.
So I'll get with Chris. We'll get it done.
Thank you. I've also heard a request about the disc golf course. Something with like maybe an overall map of it so everybody knows where exactly all the holes are. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so since we've changed the course a little bit, the current map or the map we have isn't current, and we've been working on getting a current one up and then all of the holes numbered, and that way you can show where you're supposed to go and where out of bounds is again. So.
Perfect. Thank you.
Very good. And Ryan, how's the job going for you? Good, good. You're getting your feet wet. Everybody knows the Kuna Melba News guy.
Our new intrepid reporter.
All right, well, that's all I have.
Don't forget the mayor's table is coming up before our next council meeting.
That's right. Mayor's table.
Is it the fourth annual? Third annual? Okay. I was trying to remember how many times we had it. Yeah.
This will be my third time to be there.
I know.
Appreciate you doing
it's
that.
It's Steve's birthday weekend, which is why we normally miss it. But last year we got to do it like for his birthday, you know. But, yeah, well, great.
Yeah. It's my dog's birthday.
Oh.
So I don't know if I'll very be able honorable to make day. It this year. Yeah.
As long as you miss it for that and not a heart attack, I'm good.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.